Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
If you're wondering how you can make a difference, get involved in the ministry of Liberty Counsel. Ask God how you can be used. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the mid-year report that we did recently. And I know a lot of people, Matt, are concerned about where we are in the country and around the world, and they're wondering how they can get involved. Well, Liberty Counsel is involved in many things. We've just released an 8-page color report, which is what we call our mid-year partners report for 2013-2014. And it is chock full of information. And these are just highlights of many of the things, all the general things that we're involved with within the last 12 months. So this is an incredible, I think, an encouraging report. If you haven't gotten it, you can ask for it. Call 800-671-1776, and we will send you one.
Matt, the theme of this year's mid-year partners report is Liberty Counsel is confronting growing statism as our God-given rights come under fierce attack. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I think we have a growing statism of a government that ultimately is in collision with God. You know, we founded this country under the idea that God is the creator and he gives us certain unalienable rights, and government's duty is to protect those unalienable rights. The French Revolution founded its system on the fact that there is no God and government is the final authority, and your rights come from government, not from God. The bigger that government gets and the more hostile it gets to Judeo-Christian values, the more it comes in conflict with these values, and we see that happening today with regards to life with the Obamacare HHS mandate, for example, trying to force religious employers to engage and participate in a holocaust of killing unborn children. I mean, that's unprecedented. We've never had that before. We've had abortion, and people have gone about their daily lives ignoring it, unfortunately, pretending that it doesn't exist. And yet the federal government now wants to force people to fund it. Now, the Hobby Lobby case was a good but narrow decision for Hobby Lobby, but it doesn't affect other employers that are not closely held, and nonprofits still have that issue to litigate as well. But here it is, the audacity of the government to force people to confront and conflict with religious values to the extent that they have to kill children. Basically telling little sisters of the poor, if you want to minister to the poor, the needy, those people on the periphery of society, you can do that so long as you also agree to kill children. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So we're confronting a growing statism where our God-given rights are coming under attack. And that's just one example.
And to that end, Liberty Counsel filed the nation's very first private lawsuit against Obamacare in 2010, Matt. We've also provided counsel to Arkansas legislators on the Human Heartbeat Protection Act, which prohibits abortions performed at or after the 12th week of pregnancy. And we filed a brief on behalf of Concepts of Life Crisis Pregnancy Center and the federal court on behalf of the Heartbeat Protection Act.
Yeah, we've been involved a lot in the pro-life arena, both litigation and otherwise. We filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court in the buffer zone case out of Massachusetts, and the Supreme Court struck that down unanimously, which was a good decision. We represented, obviously, in our history and argued the first buffer zone case in history before the U.S. Supreme Court in 1994, known as Madsen versus Women's Health Center. We filed a brief at the Court of Appeals on behalf of pro-life sidewalk counselors challenging a Florida law that restricts pro-life speech near a West Palm Beach abortion clinic. We presented oral arguments in that case. We represent her. And we filed amicus briefs in a case in which the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that a child in the state chemical endangerment law includes, quote, an unborn child, close quote, and also went on to demolish the U.S. Supreme Court's abortion decisions and showed how they are completely out of sync with everything else So we've been involved in some very significant pro-life cases in the last 12 months.
Now, we have also been involved in an attack on our American sovereignty here and defending against attacks on our American sovereignty and the First Amendment from abroad. Matt, we continue to defend Massachusetts pastor Scott Lively from a lawsuit filed by a radical homosexualist group, Sexual Minorities of Uganda, who are alleging crimes against humanity against Pastor Lively for merely preaching biblical truth on the ground there in Uganda.
Yeah, we still represent him, and we may have to go to Uganda to do discovery in this case. It's a ridiculous case, but they're trying to use international law to silence a pastor who lives in America as a United States citizen, who went to Uganda to speak about abortion and homosexuality. They're trying to use not Uganda law, not American law, but some vague notion of international law, saying that to do what he did, to speak about abortion and homosexuality, is, quote, a crime against nature, close quote. I mean, that's outrageous.
Crime against humanity.
Crime against humanity, not a crime against nature, but a crime against humanity. That's what they're saying. And if they're successful in that, that means that not just in Uganda, but any other pastor or Christian, people of moral values, as they travel around the world, they'll be censored in what they say. So this is a critical case, first of its kind in the country, and we're defending Pastor Scott Lively against this outrageous a lawsuit.
Speaking of international activity, Matt, we were deeply involved and had a hand in helping to reverse Croatia's harmful sex education policies and supported Croatia's constitutional amendment affirming marriage as the union of one man and one woman. And Lord willing, this will set a trend in nations around the world.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, it looks like some of the world, a lot of the world, is going the opposite way America is. America used to be the shining city on a hill, the example for other nations to follow. Now it's the example of what not to follow. And other nations around the world are affirming marriage as the union of one man, one woman, while America is rejecting it. It's ridiculous as trying to reject the laws of gravity, but some judges think they have the audacity and the arrogance to do just that. Liberty Counsel has filed briefs, multiple briefs in multiple cases around the country in defense of marriage. So we've been involved not only in the life issues, marriage issues, and family issues, but religious freedom, representing organizations like Child Evangelism Fellowship and their Good News Clubs in the public schools, and the city of DeLand, Florida, defended a 130-year-old seal that contains a cross after an organization threatened to sue them. We've been involved in a lawsuit in the city of Plainfield, Illinois, that denied equal access to Liberty Counsel because its meeting would include prayer and religious viewpoints. We won that case, and we're continuing to fight in other areas as well. But in addition to the legal areas, we're involved in many other areas as well.
Well, Matt, let's talk about some of our Liberty Counsel ministry projects and other affiliations that we have going on. I mean, they're growing leaps and bounds here. LC Action, Liberty Action Pack, the Liberty Ambassador Council, New Revolution Publishers, and on it goes.
Yeah, New Revolution Publishers, we publish the Patriots Handbook series. One of them is on Sharia law. One's on Israel, the right to bear arms, the various documents of the Constitution, the United States, and religious liberty in the public schools, pastors and churches, what they can do. We distributed over 300,000 Patriots handbooks, reaching every public school in America, tens of thousands of churches and pastors, and well over 100,000 grassroots patriots residing in every community in the nation. We did that within the last year, so we've been very, very actively involved. We sent over 160 million educational emails in the last year to like-minded citizens urging active engagement and giving education on critical issues of our day.
Well, we were called for a time such as this, Matt. It's an exciting time to be a Christ follower.
And in fact, we're also on 500 radio stations each day with our Freedom's Call and other outreaches. We have a Spanish language version of Freedom's Call as well. For more information about Liberty Counsel, how you can get involved to learn more about this ministry or get our partners report and support this ministry, call 1-800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776. You can also visit lc.org. Our website, again, is lc.org. And from there, you can get to many of our other websites as well. Again, call 800-671-1776. If you're looking for something to do, it may be right in front of you. Support this ministry. Without your prayers, because we know that this is a spiritual battle that we're in. And we can't just do it by our power or our might or by our finances or our skills. It is a ministry that needs prayer and that engages in prayer. We even have the Liberty Prayer Network. We have daily or weekly prayer through our Salt and Light Council. So pray for this ministry, but also financially support us with whatever level you can give on a regular monthly or weekly, however, but on a regular basis, give to the Ministry of Liberty Council. Your contribution, no matter how big or how small, certainly helps us to do what we're able to do. Without you and without your prayers and financial support particularly, we're not going to be able to continue to advance religious freedom, life, and family. Get encouraged and get involved. Call 1-800-671-1776. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.